This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Zone Systems, you're on the real site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of. You need to be part of the solution. The only way you get, the only real way you become part of the solution is to get involved, right? Check it out. Listen to what we have to say. Tell us where we're wrong. I don't know about the rest of those guys. I am wrong sometimes. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're actually doing something. If you're just listening, yelling at your radio, yeah, don't bother. I mean, seriously, don't bother. What you want to do, get info. Pick a topic. I know you can tell I'm already on it, right? Pick a topic. I don't care what it is. Education. Maybe it's water in your area. Pick a topic and get involved and get engaged. Go to those, I don't know, water board, school board, city council, whatever it is. And make sure that you're engaged. Make sure that you're involved. That's the best way to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot going. I mean, we've got that. Brad Dacus joining us from Pacific Justice Institute right after the break. And, man, I'll tell you what, SCOTUS, blowing everything out, not really interested in taking any. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. They're not willing in taking anything on. They're not willing, you know. Who is going to be left in? This is where Rand Paul was correct. The states are going to have to pick it up and tighten up the voter laws. Only this one problem with that. And we're going to talk about it more later on, but H.R. 1, out of the House, the one they're trying to push out right now with Nancy Pelosi, really what she's trying to do. She's trying to make it so the next, I don't know, 100 years, the Dems are the only ones in control. Mail-in ballots. Now, here's the problem in all this. Although I have no faith in SCOTUS anymore. Weren't we happy when we... I know, I'm all over the place. I'm just like, weren't we happy when we found out that SCOTUS was going to be like, you know, 6-3... 5-4 in favor of the conservatives. How'd that work out for us? Not too good, huh? Come on, honestly. It's quite irritating. We thought, I'm not going to say we thought they were going to be on our side, because that's not what I mean. But we definitely thought that there would be more conservative rulings, if you would. We definitely thought they'd at least follow the Constitution where the other schlocks weren't. Right? God forbid. That's the irritating part. If we don't have the Constitution, if we don't have SCOTUS and others supporting, holding up, upholding the Constitution, then what do we have? I mean, for all intents and purposes, we got nothing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But the Pelosi's bill, if they stand behind us, if SCOTUS really takes a conservative viewpoint, they won't allow it to stand. The federal government has no right to dictate how elections are held in the states. It's clear in the Constitution that the states are to decide that. Right? Come on, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to get involved and engage, you know, always looking for your input. God bless. I am amazed at how much they're allowing. And I guess it's our guys. No, really. When it comes to what's happening right now in the quote-unquote hearings that are going on with Congress, I have to ask the question. When is it that our people, when Republicans start to grow a spine, our leaders start to grow a spine, and decide to get up in the hearings, do what they do, for God's sakes. Let them have it. They do it to us. That's what I'm saying to you. We're still playing by the gentlemanly rules, and it's going to get handed to us again. Anybody disagree with that? It's just, guys, it's just constant. I'm doing the research during the day for the show, right? I'm looking at what's going on. I'm looking at what the responses are from Republicans. I mean Republican elected officials, not rank and file, if you would. And it's deplorable. These guys should be all over this. There should be no question. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The Garland said, this just floors me too. Garland says that the DOJ will advance Biden's gun control policies. How about you just follow the law? I'm just saying. Wouldn't that work out so much better? Come and see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Almost. We are back. Joe McKay, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I think we're having a little technical difficulties getting a hold of Brad Dacus, but we'll get him on as soon as we can, I promise. I got so many questions for him. When you look at what's going on today with, you know, with H.R. 1 out of the House... And, you know, think about it. They are really... That's always exciting. They're really looking to take away your rights. But, you see, I'm not the expert in that area. The expert in that area is Brad Dacus, and that's why we bring him on at this. What the heck? That's always exciting. There you go. 855-ROAD. Don't you love... Don't you just love how it works? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Let's try to get him back on. Always good when I have the actual expert on with me. Brad Dinkins joins us as he does every week from Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
Oh, great to be with you.
Yeah. I don't know if you've had a chance to keep up with or take a look at, but SCOTUS let us down big time, didn't they, over the weekend?
Yeah, they did. You're talking about they're dropping the Trump investigations?
Not just, or, yeah. Well, we'll get to the tax thing in a minute. I'm talking about all those cases that kind of blew off and ignored when it came to states not really, following their own laws. And they had a right to speak up and object in that, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did. And they should be able to do that. And have their points made and heard. And this court has had more disappointments than I was expecting. You know me, Joe. I'm the optimist.
Yeah, you are.
About the court. And so that's why you're rubbing my face in it. I know. but you're right. You're right. It was disappointing. And but that said, I'm still positive and dealing with cases that are going before the court involving religious freedom and the sanctity of human life. I think we're going to see tremendous progress. As you know, we have a case ourselves that we filed an emergency petition for certiorari before the Supreme Court, injunctive relief, and they've already asked Santa Clara County to respond, dealing with the rights of churches to reopen and be treated equal. I'm very optimistic that at the end of the day we're going to see some great decisions coming down from this court with regards to the shutdown tyranny that we've seen so grotesquely applied throughout our country.
Yeah, I'm not. I am not as optimistic as you are. I am sorry. I don't know who's operating out of fear or who's doing what, but even Clarence Thomas, this is the second or third dissension that he's written where he has said, hey. What the heck are you doing? What the heck are we doing? This is exactly what we should have got involved with, and we didn't. Do you think Roberts is running scared?
Well, Roberts is a very weak Chief Justice. In my lifetime, he is the weakest Chief Justice by far of any Chief Justice on the Supreme Court. And he's someone who wants to avoid conflict. You cannot have a Chief Justice with that kind of a mindset, because then you have unresolved cases, unresolved issues of law that can only create greater problems down the road. And that's what we see happening because of his earlier kicking the can last summer involving these cases when they were first brought before the court. So I'm very disappointed. And the good news is that we have a solid five votes on the Supreme Court that are independent and strong. And I think in the end of the day, on cases moving forward, I think we'll see more positive results from the Supreme Court.
I hope you're right. I mean, that's where I'm putting it, too. I hope you're right. Because, again, what I see what's happening, you look at the AG right now and some of the stuff that, well, the soon-to-be AG, Merrick Garland, when you hear what he's talking about, doing, these cases need to be pushed to the Supreme Court quickly. I'm amazed that the only one really challenging Biden to a big degree is the Attorney General out of Texas. Where are these other people? Where are these other challenges to the, illegal executive orders that Biden is signing by the hundreds?
Yeah, and Attorney General Paxton is very well positioned, too, because Texas is so dramatically impacted by these immigration decisions. And so I think actually Texas is a great state to be making these challenges. And because they're impacted so in such a tremendous way. I mean, the Mexican border, half of it or more than half of it is along the lines of the state of Texas.
Right.
So that's why I'm glad that he's doing his job well. The people of Texas should be proud of having someone like him as Attorney General and the governor for that matter too. I think they are taking strong leadership positions that will hopefully keep these outrageous opening up of our borders at the expense of the people of this country at bay.
You know, what's funny, I was talking about this yesterday. This guy is moving at record speed to turn around everything that Trump had done, plus. And it seems like they're on course. Everything that they wanted to do, everything that they wanted to handle, everything that they wanted to see, you know, under Obama that didn't happen, they are running to do via executive order. There's no legislation here. And now the new legislation being proposed, H.R. 1, that I've been looking through, realistically, and this is where I'm nervous about SCOTUS. They are actually taking the right of the states away to decide how they conduct their elections. Will SCOTUS engage?
It'll be interesting. First, I don't think H.R. 1 is going to become law because it passed the House, but the Senate, this isn't going to be something that can fit into reconciliation in the budget, so it's not a fiscal issue. So it's going to have to overcome a filibuster, which means it's going to have to get at least 60 votes. And it's not going to get 60 votes, I don't believe, because there's not going to be that many Republicans that are going to vote for corruption to come to their states, voter fraud and corruption. That's what that legislation is all about. It's taking the voter fraud and corruption policies we saw in California and Arizona and Nevada and Pennsylvania and other states and to bring it nationwide. And we can't let that happen.
Nope. I agree with you. More with Brad Dinkins on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542. And to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Testifying at a Senate hearing on Tuesday, the former head of the Capitol Police said his department had prepared for a protest on January 6th and ended up facing a coordinated assault. Stephen Sund told the panel that he did not receive any intelligence that indicated the level of violence seen was possible.
As recent as Tuesday, January 5th, during a meeting I hosted with my executive team, the Capitol Police Board, and a dozen of the top law enforcement and military officials from D.C., no entity, including the FBI, provided any new intelligence regarding January 6th. It should be also noted that the Secretary of Homeland Security did not issue an elevated or imminent alert in reference to the events at the United States Capitol on January 6th. We properly planned for a mass demonstration with possible violence. What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers and a violent takeover of the Capitol building.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back.
Mambo Italiano.
This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate his time with me as well. Brad, before we get rolling, like we do, and run out of time, let people know what Pacific Justice Institute is all about and how people can help you.
No, thank you, Joe. Yeah, PJI is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we do all our work without charge defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity, human life. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And we do that with more offices across the United States, coast to coast, than any other organization of our kind. So we're here to help and serve, and people should never hesitate to give us a call.
No, and I know from personal experience and from other people that have used you and called for help that you do work, that it does work. People do get help. And it's the way it should be. You really shouldn't worry about it. If you need help, you need to be able to get help. We can't let our kids keep floundering like this. We can't let our kids keep getting subject to all this crap that's going on around them. Okay. So, Merrick Garland said that the DOJ will advance Biden's gun control policies. But here's the problem with this. This is why I said to you earlier. I wasn't setting you up, but this is why I said to you earlier, I don't have faith in SCOTUS like you do. And I'm looking at this as saying, so basically when you say, well, the Second Amendment's kind of cool, but we're going to keep it locked up in a locker somewhere. We'll get to it eventually, right after we get done implementing all these policies that Joe wants. Do you really think that SCOTUS will stand behind the Second Amendment? That's number one. Number two is, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's more and more states now putting laws into effect that are allowing people to carry concealed without a permit. You think Joey's going to step up and do something about that, too?
Oh, yeah. I would not be surprised to see him on a federal level implement gun control and limitations and rights of people to bear arms, to infringe upon that. Conversely, though, I do think we have a Supreme Court with the votes that respect the language of the Second Amendment. It's very clear. The case law is very clear. And I don't see them reversing it. I think they're going to hold this president in check. I really do. I think at the end of the day, we're going to maintain the freedom and the right to bear arms that we have enjoyed before in the past.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I am very much concerned that, to your point a few minutes ago, you've got a weak Chief Justice. He doesn't like public outcry. He loves to hide behind his robe or wherever he's hiding. I don't know where he's hiding. And when you look at things, some of the cases that have been out there, President Trump's, the tax case, for instance. I mean, is this a commonality? Is this something you've seen done before, where the Supreme Court actually got involved with somebody's taxes being, allowed to be given out?
Yeah, the interesting thing here is the Supreme Court, it's interesting. They slapped the hands of Congress, you know, the Democrat-controlled House, when they were trying to, get the Trump's tax records to do a, investigation and against, federal criminal conduct, et cetera. And the Supreme Court says, no, you have no business doing that. You don't have authority to do that. But when it came to the state of New York and the attorney general there or the district attorney and all, the Supreme Court says, hey, we recognize states' rights. They can conduct their own criminal investigations. There was a grand jury. We're not going to go beyond that. That's their right as a state, and hence they have the ability to get those records. Now, as we all know, it's a fishing expedition. There's nothing of substance there, only, just speculative assumptions and accusations. The whole goal of that was to come up with something before the election to show how he wasn't paying enough in taxes and was using too many tax deductions with real estate or something. Bogus like that.
You mean how he was following the law? Is that what they were trying to?
Exactly. And that's what, with real estate, you have depreciation, et cetera. And that's why smart investors invest in real estate. If they don't want to pay taxes, that's what you do. That's one of the advantages of being a real estate investor. Well, the attorney general there, the district attorney, they wanted to bring him down. And so now they're continuing with it because I believe they want to bring him down so he is not coming back in 2024. They want a knockout punch because I think the Democrats see him as a real threat for running for 2024. To quote Romney, who I don't quote very often, even he came out and said, if Trump runs in 2024, he will get the Republican nomination. And I think he's right.
Oh, no question about it. None at all. And I think that's what they're – I think that's what some of the mainstream – I'm going to call them rhinos. I refuse to call them Republicans, but I think that's what some of the mainstream Republicans are afraid of as well, is that he will run again. He'll throw his hat in the ring, and he'll become a powerhouse. They don't know how to deal with him now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, they're afraid of him, period.
Yeah, this is a take-two of Teddy Roosevelt. when Teddy Roosevelt became president, when McKinley was shot, and he was VP at the time, became president, they sat down and said, okay, Teddy, this is how things work. Here's how we the inside, smoke-filled rooms do things. And Teddy Roosevelt said, baloney, you're all fired. I'm not going to put up with this garbage. I'm going to make America great again. And I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and we're going to become and just did a fantastic job because he was not listening to the establishment. He was doing in his heart what he knew was best for America. That is what we had when we had Donald Trump. And I think there's a good chance the American people are going to be calling out, crying out for that as we see the ugliness of the Biden policies move forward. And we're already seeing it in just such a short period of time, especially with regards to things like immigration and trade. It's already looking very, very ugly.
Oh, yeah. And again, most of this is stuff that they're just undoing because they hate Trump. That's the only reason they're doing it. There's no, whether you're an economic genius or a foreign affairs genius, there's nothing here that makes sense. You've got peace in the Middle East for all intents and purposes, and now what? You're going to court Iran and give them back power, give them money, give them power, start funding the Palestinians again? We've got something wrong. I mean,
Give the cold shoulder to Israel. I don't know if he's going to try to reverse those treaty arrangements with the four Muslim countries with Israel, but with China coming out and saying that, China with those internment camps and persecuting and where Muslim women and all are raped and they're murdered, that's their norm. That's their norm, and what right do we have to? to challenge their norm. Oh. And I thought, what public university did he graduate from? Because that philosophy, that attitude of what may be right for you may what may not be right for us, it goes totally against the whole concept of natural law and fundamental rights that have driven this country to be the world leader that it has for human rights across the planet.
Just amazing. I look at this stuff, and this is proof positive. I'm not going to say all Dems, but Dems in power hate this country. They hate what we stand for. They hate what we've been able to do. They hate how much power the people have, or should have anyway. And I think Donald Trump scared the crud out of them when he stood up. Well, what was it? I don't know if it was one of his, maybe it was in his inauguration speech where he said, "We now are going to give power back to the people." And I think that they you know, Nancy Pelosi passed out at that point. It was over for them because they don't want us to have power. They want to, as they keep telling us, they know what's best for us, right?
Yes, as they tell us to bunker down and wear masks and yet go to fancy French restaurants with all their buddies partying, you know, like Newsom or, you know, there's just so many examples of this. There's two ways of thinking. You know what? You know, I have a different set of standards that I can live by versus what I'm imposing on everyone else. So that kind of philosophy, that liberal elitist philosophy, is one that we're now seeing play out again, take two, unfortunately. And Biden is becoming to the left of Obama. And,
oh, yeah.
I think the American people are going to have a major pushback on this coming to midterm elections in 2024.
I don't think, honestly, Brad, he's doing it. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. This is Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. It's really that simple. All you have to do is get informed. Pay attention, right? I mean, that shouldn't be that hard, people. You do it now. I hope you do it now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always love having you with me on the show. And, I mean, there's some crazy stuff going on, you know?
Anyway. Yeah, there really is.
And I, unlike you, my friend, do not have the same amount of hope. I don't know, the faith in our current SCOTUS. But anyway, so Merrick Garland also said today, I mean, just spewed all kinds of crazy stuff. He wouldn't even take something as simple as, you know, talking about the transgender situation. He wouldn't even answer, you know, a question about biology, basically. But today he talked about he's open to helping craft, think about this, he is going to craft or help craft legislation with Congress to combat online misinformation. So my first question is, who decides what misinformation is? I've had Facebook pull pieces down that were from the CDC.
Right. Right. What he should be saying is, I hope that Congress, first, it's not his job. For his position he's applying for, Attorney General, to help craft legislation, number one. Number two, he shouldn't be talking about taking out, you know, more control, more censoring speech. It should be supporting the passage of a law
that gives greater free speech protection for individuals against big tech, so they don't control our thoughts and our minds in an Orwellian society. That's the big concern we have, the masses have, not about the desire to have more control and more censorship of thought and opinions. That is showing where he's coming from. I was also astounded when I heard him talk about immigration and, you know, just to him to acknowledge that, you know, do we have laws forbidding illegal immigration? And he asked the question, are you going to enforce those? And he said, well, I'm really not sure. I'm not familiar.
So yeah, right.
I was like, really? Really? It's a pretty easy question to answer. You know, are you going to enforce the law or not? And he was dancing around it. And that's not the kind of attorney general you want. You want one that really respects the law, embraces the law, and enforces the law, because that's their job in accordance with the Constitution.
Think about this. This guy was up for SCOTUS nomination. This guy was somebody they wanted on the Supreme Court. If this guy was on the Supreme Court, my God, he would rule against the Constitution, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Constitution of itself. This is just crazy.
Yeah, he does not appear to have the foundation that we would need to have for someone on the Supreme Court. He's too wishy-washy, too emotional, too unstable, if you will. That's sort of what I saw coming out of him.
Yeah, when he's to your point, though, when he's talking about crafting legislation and they want to use him, you know, to help do it, here's a guy who'd have to enforce it, and I see, you know, this is just my evil mind working, he's going to figure out ways or help Congress craft a law in such a way that he would have to enforce it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see
exactly.
That. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, but it's just not the proper role of the Attorney General to do that. They're not to craft legislation. That's the legislative branch, not the executive branch, much less the enforcement wing of the executive branch.
Yeah. I just went over this last night, the three branches, and I said, people, do your homework. They are not three equal branches. We have allowed that term to creep in. Okay? If you look at each one individually, the president, the executive branch and the judiciary branch does not have the right to make laws. They are not to legislate, right?
Right?
The
Correct.
Legislative
Correct.
Branch is the Senate and the House. They make the laws. Now, if challenged, the judiciary branch decides whether, or the Supreme Court decides whether or not they're constitutional or not, correct?
Correct. Based on Marbury versus Madison, right.
Yeah. And the executive branch is the one that's supposed to make sure that these laws are carried out. And obviously take care of foreign policy and what have you. But that doesn't sound, and judiciary has no budget to speak of. They don't have control of the purse strings. They don't have their own military. You know, there's a lot of things that they don't have, you know, that shows you, and I was actually in reading some of the original paperwork and the letters that they wrote to each other, our founding fathers, they were not considered a powerful branch. Matter of fact, I don't know who it was, but actually put them in a, if lack of a better term, a cloakroom under the Senate, you know, in the early days, to make sure that they understood that they were under the Senate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
correct. The Supreme Court was viewed as the weakest of the three. And today they have become almost the absolute power,
yes,
the final say, if you will, and in legislating from the bench. And that's why we have to, I think so many Americans have taken this issue so seriously in the recent presidential elections, because we do not want to have a Supreme Court that is an oligarchy, but one that respects the voice of the people through the legislative branch.
Well, Brad, you're going to be busy this year, right? We're seeing attacks on religious freedoms. We're seeing attacks on the Second Amendment. The FCC and such now there are legislators now calling for AT&T and other cable providers to shut down or stop carrying, Newsmax, Fox, OAN, and a few others. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, they must think or feel that they have an in at SCOTUS, or they're just totally brain dead.
Yeah, or they feel they are in such power that the voice of the consumer won't be able to stop them. That people will just passively accept what they decide to allow and not allow and just take it as a given. And I don't think at any time in our history have we as a nation been more vulnerable to that attitude, that mindset of just giving in to that kind of limitation of our rights and ability to exchange ideas and relay those ideas. I think that it's very, very dangerous. And the mask and the tyranny by requiring us all to wear masks and to do this and to do that, I see that as a weakening of the independent will of the American people to engage potentially in this kind of tyranny. And I hope I'm wrong, but that's a real concern.
See, I come at stuff from the other side, right? I'm looking at these things and again, looking at how are they going to squelch us? What kind of inroads are they going to make? What are they going to chip away at to make it even harder and harder and harder? And I won't say I'm worried. I'm concerned about guys like me. I don't have the money to push back and fight. Right? I mean, Rush Limbaugh, for all intents and purposes, you know, he did a great thing, but he's not there anymore. And there's not another guy that's going to step into his shoes. Not the way he did, and not with the power that he had. So how many of us are they going to shut down? How many stations, you know, one of the biggest, or we got Genesis Communication, I'm on, you have Salem Communication, you know, when are they going to go to them and say, hey, you need to stop carrying these shows because, when does that happen?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, no, we could see the fairness doctrine adopted, and that would, of course, be very oppressive on religious and conservative stations, ordering them to give half of their time to the other side, even though it's a private station. You know, we have lots of radio stations with different philosophies and attitudes. There's no problem with free thought on the radio airwaves right now. They're going to make that very difficult, though, if the Democrats adopt the fairness doctrine. And, of course, they've pretty much taken over the main channels of communication on the Internet. In social media, so yeah, we've got some definite challenges ahead moving forward. But I'm optimistic. I am. I think 2022. I think we're going to see a major pushback in the elections, and I think Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate.
But they're going to squeeze in 2024. That's only if they don't cheat, and if these Republican-held legislatures across the country, if they step up and pass laws. You know, that'll stop that from happening. That's one thing. But if they don't, it's left in the hands of SCOTUS and the federal government, and we're back in the same boat with the holes in it again. At least that's what I think.
You are correct. I mean, I do agree with that. I just think that we're going to see these legislatures in places like Arizona and Nevada and Georgia and Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I think we're going to see them step up, those legislatures, which are predominantly Republican-controlled, the state houses, and I think we're going to see them adopt the proper legislation limiting this kind of tyranny from happening again. If it doesn't happen, and if people don't speak up and push their state legislative reps to adopt that, then it, we could have a final knockout punch for freedom in our country. That's a real concern. 2022 could be just another fraud expose.
PJI.org. PJI.org. Go check him out. You know, from North Venezuela, Brad and Joe are, listen, Brad, our internet went down before the show started last night. This month alone, we've had 6 or 7 days without electricity in our area. So God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You got nothing but Joe in the next hour, so come on back.